Shin Hesef Aleph Behema Yotzes Bema Shemishtamer Is Boy. There's a halacha that one is not allowed to have his animal do malachas. His animal is not allowed to carry either. So the only thing he's allowed to carry is something that is considered like a beged, like a garment for him. So the definition of that in respect to an animal is something that helps the master watch over that shouldn't disappear. Aval Hemeshtamer Boy, Oz Havani Tirosi, Yisayim Beyoyseh. It was something that's not really necessary to watch over the animals, an extra protection that is not considered something that is necessary for the animal, and if it was considering the animal is carrying it, and you would not be able to take that animal to Rishus Rabbim with this thing on. There's some decoration on the animal is also to go out and Rishus Rabbim with it, because tafshit is for people, not for animals. There's no concept of jewelry for animals. Hilkoch, the ogre yoises this moment of balzala, should tabas, shall balzal, the noikiv choikmu machnas boy. Therefore, this animal called the ogre is allowed to go with a metal ring in his nose, because that's what's used to watch over it. The chamor luva, the paga, the balzal, tan brigo. And this Libyan donkey goes out. This other metal thing that is put in his mouth, it seems to be, to hold it in place. The gomel ba'afsa, and camel goes out with the afsa shuk vistroi, this type of thing which is used to watch over it. Fer v'chamor v'sus yoitzim ba'afsa, also donkeys and mules and horses go out with it. The afsa oberesin shuk prido, v'lo bishneim. The different type of things that are used for the person to control these animals, and if you use one of them, you shouldn't use two of them simultaneously, because one of them is enough to keep in place. The rope that is coming out of this afsa, so the animal is allowed to go with this rope that's coming out of the afsa that's in his mouth, it's holding it in place, even if it's wound around the neck of the animal, because this is all necessary for watching over it. Mutal tafla apsa velitno alea vavanshalo yishun alea. It's also permitted to hold on to this bridle, whatever you call it in English. The main thing, though, is that Shabbos is not allowed to go sit on these animals because it's an exerah not to be mishtamish to balachayim. It's allowed to hold the ropes that are used to control the animal, but you're not allowed to lean on the animal. It's leaning is equivalent to sitting on it.